Good morning. May I speak with Scott?
Yes, Scott.
Hi, Scott. This is Valerie, the admissions from Family First. How are you?
I'm hanging in there.
Okay. Yes, I'm calling you just to let you know that I already spoke with caregiver Hector to assist him with the clocking and clock out and whatever he needs, and also to let you know that I will follow-up services these few days, okay? I need to confirm with you some information. Do you have a landline?
Do I have what?
Landline?
Landline, no. I don't.
No, there's no landline. Okay. Because Hector mentioned that he cannot, like, use his cell phone from your home because the internet is so bad. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
Okay, but, okay, I told him that in that case, maybe we can use the FOB, that is a little device. Just, he should press a red button in the device, and then he should call a phone number from your cell phone, and that's it. He can clock in and clock out.
He can log in on my phone? Is that what you're saying? He can log in on my phone?
Yes, he from your phone, but using the FOB, that is a device that we can mail to you.
Did you explain this to him?
Yes, he was agree with that.
Okay.
Are you agree with this?
Yes.
Okay.
That seems like the most logical thing to do, since I don't have a landline and he can't dial out from here.
Right. Yes, that's another option that we have in order that the caregivers can clock in and clock out properly.
Okay.
So in that case, could you please confirm your address?
2068 Farmington Avenue, Weirdtown, Pennsylvania, 19512.
512. Okay, thank you so much, Scott. I'm going to request this little device. So if they approve that you can use the device, Hector, I would let you know, okay, to you, and I will advise to Hector also.
Yes, let Hector know for sure on that.
Okay, Scott, thank you so much for taking my call. This is my phone number. If you have any question, you can call me or text me, okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much. You have a good day.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.